you, Colleen. Good morning, and I'd like to welcome you to the United Methodist Church of Yucaipa, the House of Faith. And we have a lot of announcements today, but first of all, on this first Sunday, Communion Sunday in July, we want to make sure everyone signs in on the red pew pads, and they're located at the end of each row. And if you're visiting today, we also have cards in the pew. You can go ahead and do that. July is full of birthdays, and we have obviously picnics, parties, etc., but special birthday wishes to all of those that are listed here, and we wish you all a very happy birthday month, and a happy birthday year. The July newsletter is out in the narthex. It's also available online. If you have any information that you need to share, make sure you share that with the church office. But Deb has done a beautiful job with all the pictures from all the children and Parents Night Out, but also with the fabulous youth group that stayed here from Desert Springs Church in Las Vegas. We do have a Good Samaritan Fund, so please give money or script cards to the Good Samaritan Fund, and it's out there to help those less fortunate with food. So that is an option for you to contribute. You can mark that in an envelope and put it in the offering plate in the back. Okay. We are also the cereal church. It's brought, if you've noticed as you've walked in, it's laid on the pews out in the narthex, so please feel free to bring anything that you have that you would like to share, and this goes to the Interfaith Council here in the community and stays within. Of course, I always put in my plug for Yucaipa Valley, our Yucaipa Cala Mesa Family Assistance, and we do truly appreciate all the support you gave us this last month as we keep our doors open to serve those in need here in the community. Pastor's Luncheon is going to be on Wednesday, July 19th at noon at Legend 8 China Restaurant in Cala Mesa. The cost will be $10 for per person for this luncheon, regularly $15. Okay, there's a price break on that one.
There's a $5 discount.
Oh, okay, $5 discount. That even makes it more enticing. Okay, if you need transportation, please contact Pastor Phillips or Lauren in the church office, but they need a head count, so you do want to sign up to be able to participate so they'll know who to expect. Okay. I think there's a couple more. Hearts Grow, second and fourth Sundays. Children can come before the sermon and stay until the end of fellowship time. Parents, of course, are welcome. So please encourage, if you have grandkids, nieces, nephews that are visiting, please have them come and be involved in this wonderful church experience. Today at 11 o'clock, there's a finger foods across the way. Watch and discuss The Chosen, which will continue. And then there's also a sign-up list for The Chosen. They need three people to begin up to bring food each week. So there's a sign-up sheet with a food category for each week at the script table. So if you stop by there, they'd appreciate anyone volunteering to help provide the wonderful morsels. And the next slide is near and dear to my heart. PEO, Philanthropic Educational Organization here in Yucaipa. Many of us are church members that belong to PEO. We are doing electronics waste drive on July 29th here. We're using the church parking lot. There will be a big truck or some kind of device or facility in which you can bring any of the items that are listed here and donate. The monies go to support our scholarships and philanthropic opportunities here in the community, but dear and near to my heart, of course, are the scholarships that we provide to Yucaipa High School graduating senior girls. So we would love to have you. The list is in the June newsletter, so you can even find that online. Okay. And not last but not least, I'm excited to say I'm an associate of the Redlands Bowl, and so we work very hard to support the Redlands Performing Arts, which is the committee that brings, the organization that brings all of the musical talent to the Redlands Bowl. And Hello Dolly is the musical for this year, and I think Deb has orchestrated that there will be a gathering on the evening of July 29th, which is a Saturday, meeting in the church parking lot at 5:30 to carpool to the Redlands Bowl, bring a picnic summer blank. Picnic supper, blanket or chairs and a warm jacket. I will tell you that on Friday night, a warm jacket was not needed. It was very comfortable, but it was warm to hear the Beach Boys or Sail On. They will get there by 6, stake out a great place to watch and enjoy our dinner and conversation until the show starts. And again, you can sign up in the Fellowship Hall. It's a wonderful, it's the 100th year. It's the oldest free outdoor music festival for which there's no cost. We survive basically on donations and goodwill from the community. So I hope you'll come. The young lady that is playing Dolly is a Yucaipa High School grad. So extra special to have our local talent down there. Debbie's done a lot of things throughout Broadway, but she's an exceptional vocalist. So I think that's it on announcements. So if I could ask you to stand as you are able for the call to worship. Come and heal this nation, O God Almighty, with your justice and righteousness.
Come and heal your people, O God of grace, with your mercy and love.
May this nation embrace peace and stability under your dominion.
May your people be restored to the faith of the founding fathers.
And our first hymn is Battle Hymn of the Republic, 1-3.
An altar in the evening dews and them. I can read his righteous sentence by the dimming flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is shifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, receive my soul to answer him, be jubil on my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
And now it's time for passing of the peace. Please feel free to greet one another.
Helen is waving at us. Hello, Helen.
And we have another faithful, June and Joyce, on Zoom. Welcome, June and Joyce. Bruce, you got to cover these people too over there. Come on, check their hands.
I don't know.
Good job, Bruce. Keep it up.
As most of you seen, Peggy Avon took a bad fall out here. I've known her closer to 60 years, and they were going to take her to Redlands, but they have decided to take her to Loma Linda because she's had a knee replacement, and when she fell, her knee like hyperextended, and she's in a lot of pain. If you'll just keep her and Jerry in prayer, I'll be with Jerry later today. You know, she's like a mom to me.
We need to pray no more falls. This morning, a good friend of ours fell, and my husband's taking him to urgent care. His name is Tim.
Yeah, I would say, you know, there's always God's grace if you look at it from that angle. I'm glad that Peggy fell on the carpet, not on the cement. And, you know, if you like to know, it's a good place to fall in the church. Yeah, exactly. Amen. Exactly. And they were going to take her to the Redland Hospital, but the paramedic, after examining her, she had a replacement, knee replacement some time ago. And hopefully, since she fell on the soft, you know, carpet, it would not have broken her, you know, knee. But paramedic decided Loma Linda has a specialist. So that's another grace of God as well. So we want to keep her in our prayers, and I'm going to go see her after the worship.
I think that a lot of you know Jan and Lorena. They sit right up here. They're sisters. Anyway, the family has come, and they are moving. And it happened really fast. They're going to go take a Monday to see the apartment that they got for them in Santa Clarita, I think. But they're going to be in walking distance to Jan's sister, Jan's daughter, and her granddaughter, which is good. I asked her if she had called the church, and Jan said she's just been overwhelmed. So just so you know.
Okay.
But if you'd keep them in prayer, because that's a huge move for them so fast. Yeah. But the family just needed to have them where they could kind of help. And Jan needed that assessment.
Jan and Lorena, both of them going?
Both of them are going.
Oh, wow.
And they've got an apartment for both of them, and they're going to keep them together that way.
Okay.
Otherwise, Jan would have a real hard time. So keep them in their prayer, please.
Do you have an address for them yet?
No address yet, but she's going to send it to me.
Good. Let me know when you have it.
I will. I'll put it in. I will.
I'd like to also ask for prayer for Rachel. Her cancer, her leukemia has metastasized into her spleen, so they're going to do some targeted radiation, but please pray for her that this will work and they can get rid of it.
And continue to pray for Jerry Pugh. He is still getting the chemo, and I think he's going to be completed in about another week, so keep him in your prayer.
There's a local Yucaipa resident. I don't know if any of you might know him, Ken Patterson. He's a good friend of my son's, but he is struggling with ALS.
Thanks, Kenny. Welcome back, Kenny. Kenny has just moved from Key West, Florida, to this humble town of Yucaipa. Welcome back, Kenny.
Hi, I'm proud to say my birthday was yesterday. Nobody knew. I don't usually announce my birthday. But I'm proud to say, for the good Lord, friends and family, I'm alive to celebrate my birthday. After months on PICC lines and drains and other medication, through February, I am now completely infection-free, and I'm so proud that I'm alive today. So I brought some Stater Brothers snack cakes, and I made a spice cake that I thought I'd inflict on the congregation. It's not that good, but you got it. So help yourself.
And we won't ask you how old you are either. And if
39 and holding.
If you still remember, it, at our church, everybody gets younger. Yep.
My name, excuse me, my name is Pat Shores. on a happier note than some of these remarks, I got to go down and see the babies yesterday with Allison. They're doing great, and it was just a delight to see them. So.
Yeah, prayers for my dad. He's 94 years old, and he's in hospice, and he's raised 8 kids, so he's done a good job, and he's got some dementia, but he's gonna be there another few days before he's passing. Mm. So prayers for my dad.
What's his name? And your
Joe. Joe Pastilli.
And I'd like to ask for, it's a joy, but it's also a concern. My daughter's buying her first house in Colorado, and it is a real fixer-upper, and there are some glitches. So if you can keep Nikki Wilson in your prayers, I would appreciate it, and I'm sure she would too. Thank you.
Very nice. Very nice.
Is there anyone else in the sanctuary? Anyone on Zoom? Raise your hand, please. Okay. June, go ahead and unmute. Well, Joyce.
Yes, I have a great niece in Ohio. She has been married about a year. They bought a cute little house, and they had a St. Bernard dog. The dog knocked something off of the stove, and the dog burned to death. The whole house burned up. They lost everything.
Oh, my.
And at the same time, her mother had a St. Bernard dog who they had to put down for cancer. So they need prayers. They're really grieving over this.
What's your niece's name, June?
Hannah. And my niece is Judy. Okay.
All right, if you would join me in the unison prayer as on the screen or printed in your bulletin. Almighty God, you rule all the peoples of the earth. Inspire the minds of all women and men to whom you have committed the responsibility of government and leadership in the nations of the world. Give to them the vision of truth and justice, that by their counsel all nations and peoples may work together. Give to the people of our country zeal for justice and strength of forbearance, that we may use our liberty in accordance with your gracious will. Forgive our shortcomings as a nation. Purify our hearts to see and love the truth. We pray all these things through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us continue our prayers in silence, remembering all those prayer requests that have come before us, remembering all our loved ones, those who are going through many changes in life, those who need God's healing presence in their life. Let us continue in prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, this life we live is ever challenging. We have been through many obstacles in our past, and we still see them before our eyes. But as the people of faith, O Lord, we know that it is you who has brought us this far, safely and securely. You have provided all our needs and have filled our life with many signs of your presence and with your blessings. So we come before you with thankful heart and with gratitude to what you have done for us. As we see many areas of need right now, we know that all our needs will be met by your grace once more. Lord, we thank you for your protection upon Peggy as she fell this morning. And we pray, O Lord, that you reach out to her, reach out to the areas where she needs your healing touch, and fill her heart with the assurance of your presence and with your peace, that she may know that everything will be taken care of. Lord, you have given many in our life circle that we may share the love we have received from you, that we may be agent of your love unto them. And we hold them in our heart and cherish them. You know where they are in life, and there are many areas that we cannot be any help. So, Lord, we ask your intervention. We ask your involvement in their life's affairs and ask you to mend their brokenness, heal their disease, and give them the faith that they may come closer to you so that they may receive the grace in time of their need. So we lift them in our prayers. We also have brought our joys and concerns and ask you to be there for us, that once more we may experience your power, once more we may experience your grace, once more we may even experience your miracles. A lot of times, O Lord, we simply do not recognize the miracles that we experience, but every day is filled with your presence and with your miracle. So we acknowledge what you are doing in our life, the grace that you bestow upon us every day. So as your people, we gather in this place of worship and give you praise and thanksgiving, and we commit ourselves once more to carry out your will in the places where you have sent us. We know that you are our Almighty God with a complete control over our lives. So we give ourselves to you and to your service, praying that you continue to use us, that your name may be glorified by what we say, by what we do. So as one community of faith, we recommit ourselves to carry out your will in this world, praying together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our next hymn is America the Beautiful, 696, verses 1 through 3.
Beautiful for spacious sky, for and the waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain, America, America, God shed His grace on thee. And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. O beautiful, for heroes prove in liberating strife, who more than self their country love, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy goal refine, till all success be nobleness, and every gain divine. O beautiful, for patriot's dream that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster city's gleam undimmed by human tears. America, America, God mend thine every flaw, conform thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law.
Our scripture today is Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 9, the Great Commandment. Now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the ordinances that the Lord your God charged me to teach you to observe in the land that you are about to cross into and occupy, so that you and your children and your children's children may fear the Lord your God all the days of your life and keep all his decrees and all his commandments that I am commanding you, so that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe them diligently, so that it may go well with you, and so that you may multiply greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away and when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorpost of your house and your gates. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks
be to God.
Good morning, everyone. I welcome each and every one of you here worshiping in this beautiful sanctuary and all those who are worshiping with us via Zoom. The scripture lesson that I have chosen this morning, it seems to me a very appropriate word is applicable to the whole nation, and I pray that it will speak to us individually as well. The scripture we read is part of the Moses address. He led the nation of Israel for 40 years, and he wasn't allowed to go in, but his people will go in, and he was telling them what to do when they enter into the promised land. And to many of our ancestors here in the United States, America was the promised land, the city upon a hill, and the commandment that Moses gave to the people of Israel could have been the commandment that the forefathers had received before they come, or after they come to this country and build a nation. Life under tyranny was hard for a couple. They decided to flee persecution in their home country and come to the United States as refugees. They dreamt of living in a free and beautiful nation and beginning anew. But a new life was more challenging than they thought once they arrived. They had to be examined and go through a complicated process of regulations. After they thankfully received a permit from the government, they spent many years getting an education. Their sweat and tears finally paid off. They landed good jobs, comfortable with a comfortable living. Their last goal was to become citizens in the country, which now they called their home. They went through tests and interviews for it, and one day the official seal of citizenship came in the mail. The husband rushed into the kitchen and broke the news to his wife. "Anna, Anna," he shouted, "at last we are Americans." "Fine," replied his wife, tying her apron around him. "Now you wash the dishes." America has a noble cultural value that her husband still needs to learn to adapt, she thought. America has undergone many changes, but certain values do not change. We do not want them to be changed either. "Keep up your good work, husband, if you are here." We do not want them to be changed and then keep up the good tradition going. We keep the good ones, especially good ones for our soul. The Bible speaks about specific method of preserving good values, as we just read. In fact, we can look at the scripture in its entirety from this angle. We are going to look at some of the prominent examples this morning. Firstly, Shema. Shema in Hebrew means hear or listen. Shema Israel, hear Israel. What God commanded here has become a centerpiece of Judaism since around 1300 BC and is recited daily as a prayer in the morning and night. Verse 4 and 5 speak of the oneness of God and how to love God. But the greater portion of the Shema is spent on the method of how to keep that good tradition going. That is from verses 6 through 9. Instead of two verses at the beginning, how many verses there? 6, 7, 8, 9. Four verses are spent on how to keep the teaching. God's commandments were a core teaching of Judaism, but at the same time, method of obeying and preserving God's commandments were equally critical. Imagine that God appeared and gave his commandment to Israel at one time in their history, but the people stopped following God's rules of living Would Judaism have survived? Probably not. The people of Israel still obey Shema by reciting the prayer daily and by placing mezuzah, which is a Hebrew term for doorpost, on their doorpost. Mezuzah on their doorpost. What is it? It contains Hebrew verses from the first five books of the Old Testament, which is called Torah. Additionally, during weekday services, adult Jews wear tefillin, which is a leather pouch containing passages of scripture. It is strapped to their arms and forehead, as commanded in Shema. How is the Jehovah faith preserved from the Ancient of Days until today? By repeating, remembering, and keeping the commandment. Now, the same methodology of Shema is found in communion. Have you thought about it? Not many would make a connection between Shema and the Lord's Last Supper. But there are many ways to link the two. The Last Supper was held to commemorate the historical Passover event. Observing it was both a commandment and a long-time tradition since the Exodus. Every year, Jews from all over came to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast. During the Passover meal in Jerusalem, Jesus instituted the sacrament as a lasting ordinance. The method to celebrate the Last Supper resembled Shema. Jesus said, "Do this as often as you break bread and drink wine in remembrance of me." And I'm going to paraphrase the word of Jesus here. It goes like this. "You have remembered the Passover and Exodus and kept the celebration, and from now you diligently remember that I gave up my life for you as a Passover lamb whenever you get together and hold the communion as an ongoing part of gathering until I return." So we repeat this communion and we repeat to remember what Jesus did in Calvary over and over and over whenever we get together until his return. We see two important aspects of Shema in communion: repeated remembrance and preservation. And there's one more that I'm going to use as an example. It is a Great Commission. Great Commission could be understood from the same angle as well. "Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you until the end of the age." The only viable method to make disciples by teaching to obey Christ's command until his return is the repetition of the gospel in every generation and keeping it alive through the mission and ministries of Christ's church. You know, we are not doing anything new. We repeat the same good old things over and over and over. And every time we do it, it's so good. It touches our soul. It nourishes us spiritually and in every way. Jesus knew Shema very well, and that it was how Jewish people kept their faith. On the same principle, Jesus told his disciple to remember and keep his teachings. The question is, was every Jew in compliance with Shema and kept God's commandment? The answer is clearly negative. Disobedience was a common practice starting from kings, prophets, and down to lay persons. The culmination of disobedience led the nation to destruction by neighboring superpowers, and the people were taken to those foreign countries as exile. It was when the idea of remnant surfaced. Even though the nation no longer existed and the people almost became an endangered race, those who held onto the commandment still survive. In Isaiah 10, we read God's judgment on Assyria, one of those countries which took Israel as exiles. And also, it speaks of the returning remnants. In that day, the remnant of Israel, the survivor of the house of Jacob, will no longer rely on him who struck them down, but will truly rely on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. A remnant will return. A remnant of Jacob will return to the mighty God. But as the history shows, out of 12 tribes of Israel, only two tribes and Levites, few Levites, returned from exiles in Assyria and Babylon. And 10 tribes were lost. How did it happen? 10 tribes would have assimilated themselves into the foreign values and cultures while in exiles, and would have lost their identity as Hebrews. Today, some of the lost tribes are found in different parts of the world, but their numbers are very small. A remnant is a leftover part or a small surviving group. Google Dictionary says, in Christian theology, it is a small minority of people who will remain faithful to God and so be saved. Other examples of remnant in the Bible are also a small number of people. Out of the entire world population, Noah and his families were saved during the flood. Lot and his two daughters only were saved from the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Elijah had to fight against idol worshippers all by himself. When his life was threatened and he ran for his life and lamented to God that he was the only one left to believe and serve God, God told Elijah that there were still 7,000 faithfuls who did not bow down before Baal. 7,000 seems to be a lot of people, but 7,000 out of the whole nation is still very small. Now let's ask ourselves, do our churches and the believers today humbly obey Jesus' teaching and commandment as those remnant did? Do we conform to the trend of the world, or do we remember and keep on proclaiming God's truth to transform the world? Many believers and churches moving away from biblical teachings and traditions are widespread. The remnants may seem small in number, and a large number of believers conforming to the pattern of the world could give the remnants a dilemma. Everybody's doing it, and it is difficult for the remnants to not follow the majority. You know, Reverend Dietrich Bonhoeffer is a German pastor and a great example of the remnant. Soon after Hitler became Chancellor of Germany in 1933, Nazification of Germany. The following is an excerpt from the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum.com. In 1933, a group called the German Christians, even though, you know, it sounds like all of the German Christians, it's a group called the German Christians. I don't know how large they are, but the group called the German Christians, began to promote the Nazification of German Protestantism through the creation of a pro-Nazi Reich church. The German Christian wanted Protestantism to conform to Nazi ideology, and they pushed for the implementation of the state Aryan laws within the churches. The German Christians claimed that Jews as a separate race could not become members of an Aryan German church through baptism. Bonhoeffer adamantly opposed Nazification. If non-Aryans were banned from the ministry, Bonhoeffer argued, their colleagues should resign in solidarity and establish a new confessing church that would remain free from Nazi influence. The confessing church was formed in May 1934. Bonhoeffer, in his essay, argued that National Socialism was illegitimate form of government and hence had to be opposed on Christian ground. With few exceptions, the confessing church remained silent about the persecution of German Jews. I mean, you know, he in a way initiated his confessing movement and founded the confessing church, but still the whole church in general did not do anything about the persecutions, Jews being persecuted in Germany. Bonhoeffer's outspoken political opinions isolated him within his church. During his attempt to get Jews out of Germany, he and his brothers-in-law were arrested. And on April 9, 1945, Bonhoeffer was executed at the Flossenbürg concentration camp. Nazi forces surrendered to Allied forces only a month after Bonhoeffer's death. And the Nazi government became a mockery of justice. But the legacy of Bonhoeffer, one of the remnants during Nazi Germany, lives on. So what does the Bible speak to us today? Let us be the Shema people, the remnant of God. Be faithful and remain faithful to the word of God and his commandment, even if the whole world goes against it. Jesus said in Revelation, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Amen. Let us now prepare ourselves to come before the table of God's mercy. And those of you worshiping at home, can join us in communion by preparing a piece of bread and any type of juice that you would like. Let's go to the page 13 of our hymnal. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them before us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. As Jesus broke the bread and distributed it to the disciples and said, "This is my body given up for you for your salvation," let us remember the body of Christ Jesus for our salvation. The cup was poured and shared among the disciples. Jesus said, "As often as you drink it, you drink and remember me." So now let us take the bread from the table and drink from the cup and remember the sacrificial love of Christ for our salvation. Lord Jesus Christ, we are forever grateful for your cross. May we diligently remember and keep this tradition going, that we may remain faithful to you and to your teachings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now is the time of the presentation of our tithes and offerings. There is a plate at the back of the church, or you can bring your tithes and offerings to the church office. And now we have some very special music from Young. So.
Call me.
From whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures he below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power of lives. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Lord Jesus Christ, this Thanksgiving is our humble recognition of your grace that we all have received from you. This is our small token of our recommitment to you and to your church. So we ask you to receive it, bless it, that it may be used to build your kingdom through the mission and ministries of this church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our final hymn for today is Blessed Assurance, number 369, verses 1 through 3.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song. praising my Savior, all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at last. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Let us pray. Lord, we want this be our story, that we have walked faithfully in your path and followed your teachings humbly, that as we stand before you one day, we should be able to say, Lord Jesus, I have followed you all the days of my life, and thank you for receiving me into your kingdom. So, Lord Jesus, bless all your people, all your churches, that they may come back to your word, that they may be the Shema people, committing themselves to carry out your will in their daily living by repetition, by remembrance, and by holding on to your teaching. So, Lord Jesus, send us forth with this message of Shema and in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Go now in peace, never be afraid. God will go with you each hour, every day. Go now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true. Go, He will guide you in all you do. Go now in love and show you believe. Reach out to others so all the world can see. God will be there, watching from above. Go now in peace, in faith, and in love. Amen.